bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me. It's great to be here with you today. Yeah, I was thinking just recently about all that we are seeing in the culture, right? All of this craziness coming out of Disney. I remember as a young kid, my mother taking me to the movie theaters to see some of those Disney movies, right? How things have changed, right? Do you remember watching shows like The Brady Bunch, or maybe you're even older than that? Maybe it's Leave it to Beaver or some of those older shows. I mean, television today's really changed, hasn't it? The movie industry has really changed. At the very beginning of today's broadcast, I was talking a little bit about how the entertainment industry, in particular Disney, as you know, has been, you know, they've been battling the state of Florida over parental rights education. And we talked about this over the past couple weeks, how the governor there, Governor DeSantis, signed a piece of legislation. It just says, like, parents need to know what their kids are being taught, and you can't really teach them sexual things, you know, if between kindergarten and third grade. And people were so outraged by that that they called it the Don't Say Gay Bill, although the word gay was never mentioned in it. And Hollywood went nuts, and, you know, it just it was Disney got involved, and we had this back and forth. So Governor DeSantis, when he signed that particular act, he recognized certain rights that parents have when it comes to the education of their children, right? Includes the rights of kids in grades K through 3 not to be indoctrinated with the sexual revolution. And that position, you know, this is what we're fighting and saying. The culture loves to co-op words. You know, I say this all the time. Language is so powerful. They called it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Where did that come from, right? You know, the culture of death loves to call the killing of an innocent child in the womb reproductive justice, right? You see how words are taken and redefined. So Disney gets involved. They join in the protest against this bill's passage. They're now facing the loss of its self-governance status over the issue, and it's ratcheted up. But Disney has a lot of influence over our kids, you know, not just here in this country, but really around the world. And how they respond to these cultural issues is very important. For instance, Saudi Arabia has said they're not going to allow the latest Doctor Strange movie to be shown in their land because of it has a homosexual storyline. I told you about Discovery Plus a little bit earlier today. That's a streaming service, right? They're putting out a reality TV show where 5 teenage boys become drag queens. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I could go on and on. There's so much more really strange, I think even demonic stuff happening in the world of entertainment. It's just impossible to document it all. I wonder where we're going. Have we hit the bottom? This slippery slope. You know, you go from, like I said, the Brady Bunch to the Crazy Housewives of whatever city, right? Or to watching fathers mocked and ridiculed, or to, you know, a bunch of teenage boys, you know, becoming drag queens. I mean, how much further can we go? What can we do to change the culture? Back in the 1940s, Father Patrick Peyton, great priest, right? He realized that Hollywood, they have influence, but they need some good influence. So he came up with an organization called Family Theater Productions to help bring about that influence. And this year, you know, Family Theater Productions, they're marking their 75th anniversary. I've invited today Father David Guffey. He's the national director and the head of that great organization to join us today, just to give us a sense of what he sees happening. How do we change the culture, right? How do we regain this territory? How much further down do we have to go? They were founded back in 1947. They were based on creating family-friendly programs, you know, film, television, and they're involved in the internet today. And under his leadership, they've renovated the Sunset Boulevard facilities, and they're committing now to production of family, faith-friendly content for the mainstream. My question to you, and you can join me here, do people want it? You know, do they want it? How will it fly? You know, can we take the culture back through this medium? It's good to have you with me today, Father. Thank you for joining me.
Drew, so good to be with you. Thanks for having me on your show.
I am delighted to have you. I was thinking about this earlier today, and God bless Father Peyton. And God bless the work you're doing. We need you, just as I believe the country needs relevant radio. We need to be a voice mm-hmm. of truth and hope and goodness. We need to be a light in a very dark culture. Let's begin by talking a little bit about the de-evolution, if you will, of TV and Hollywood. You know, you talk about what happened in the 1930s and 40s and 50s to where we are right now. I mean, how do we get to this point? I don't think we're at rock bottom either. I think I'm not surprised to see even more deviance and even more bizarre reality TV come your way. But I'd love to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we had going for us in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, that's when it started to change, is that Catholics in particular and Christians in general were recognized as an audience that had particular sensibilities. And studios and networks had to appeal to those sensibilities, and everybody knew it. The Hays Code, the famous Hays Code that was basically sort of guidelines for production, they weren't really a government thing. They were self-imposed by the industry because the industry recognizes, hey, if we want to be in business, we have to appeal to this particular audience. Well, that started to fade in the 50s and 60s and certainly the 70s and the 80s, where, you know, anything could go, where the religious communities didn't have nearly the power or the sway that they had, you know, back in the 1940s and 1950s, if a bishop or priest said, don't go to see this movie, people would not go to see that movie.
Right.
And most of us really don't have that authority anymore today. So, you know, we really lost our identity as an audience. Now, I think that started to come back. I think with the production and distribution of Passion of the Christ in 2007, all of a sudden, the Christian audience was back as a recognized force in the industry. And I have a lot of hope because of that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Things I think will continue to get bad, but I think there's a saturation point. I think it only takes so much of this type of television. You get sick of it. The pendulum can only swing so far in one direction. And, you know, you take a look at The Passion of the Christ, Gibson's film. You know, that was a shocker to people. I also saw the spiritual forces behind that. When that came out, I mean, first, the big thing was it was anti-Semitic, right? When people realized it wasn't anti-Semitic, the next mantra, the next thing we heard repeated over and again, it's too violent. It's too violent to watch. There were conversions in the theaters of people who saw that movie. And I think from a spiritual perspective, Satan does have a certain foothold in this industry. It's a powerful tool that shapes minds and hearts, can lead people away from God, but it's inherently neutral. It can be used for good, and good can be multiplied. I'll be honest with you, Father. I think the great challenge we have, whether it's Catholic radio or television or filmmaking, the quality's not that great. You know, I don't mean to disparage anybody. You know, I maybe it's because we don't have the budget to pay the best directors or the best actors. You know, how do we raise the bar so that we can compete for both the ears and the eyes and the hearts of viewers? Because, I mean, we have the best message of all, right? We have the golden ticket. And yet somehow, some way, I think we somehow fail. It's just my own perspective. I'd like your take on it.
I think you're right. And I run into actors and writers and producers that would love to do quality productions that are faith-based and are family-friendly. And many of them do. Many of them will take on a project that's faith-based or family while they're doing other secular media that they kind of have to do for the world that they're in. But, you know, I think money is part of it. I think, and one of the things that everybody can do is when there are good things that are out there, go see them, support them, put them on your Facebook pages so that we say to the world, hey, we're out here. We like this content. We're willing to pay for it. We're willing to watch it. So put it, you know, give us more of this. And, you know, we're starting to see, you know, over the last 10 years, we've started to see more, some things that are, I would put in two categories. One group of things that are more explicitly faith-based. That they have religious stories and themes and that a person's faith is an integral part of the storyline.
Right.
The second that we've started to see in the last 10 years is little nods towards a faith life that are a part of secular programming. For example, Blue Bloods. So often it's a procedural cop show. I believe it's on Friday nights on CBS. Right. But they almost every episode, they have a family gathered around a table having serious conversation, and often they pray grace. just so that you can see that it's a regular part of people's lives.
Well,
I think both of those are positive trends, but we've got to show up. We've got to be present in the industry with money, with talent. And then the other side of that is we really have to invite people to support what they watch and say they want more of it.
And, hey, Father, hold the thought. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, if you want to join the conversation, maybe you work in the industry. Maybe you're frustrated by it. You know, maybe you don't, you know, maybe it's something you love. Feel free to dial in. The number here in the studio is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. And before I take my break, I just want to speak to you personally. We are outnumbered and we are outgunned in the culture. We really are. I mean, we have the message of Jesus Christ. We have the truth, the beauty, and the goodness of our faith. And that's what changes the world. That's what the world needs. It doesn't need more reality TV, right? It doesn't need less God. It needs more God is really what it needs. And if you can help Relevant Radio, we're one of those platforms that does that. We try to give you a perspective on life. We try to do it in a professional way. We try to be here for you. We try to give you a perspective. We try to bring Jesus Christ to you every day. We come to you four times a year during our pledge drives. This happens to be day one of that pledge drive, and I'm able to still give you great content. We'll continue our conversation with Father Guffey, but before we do that, I'm just going to ask you to go to the phones, if you could, and make a statement. Father says, support it. Put it on your Facebook page, you know, put it on your social media accounts. Go out and see it. Would you support Catholic Radio today? That's what I'm asking you to do. Would you say, yes, today I'm going to make a difference? I know we're outnumbered. There's a din. There's a cacophony of other voices out there. But there's nothing like the message of Jesus Christ, and Relevant Radio brings that to you on a daily basis. The number here for you, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Your donation is tax deductible, and the good news for the next 45 minutes, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. I'll be right back.
We go there. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a blue tote bag featuring the Marian symbol for Our Lady. Blue for Our Lady, dressed in blue. I could use one of these to take your prayer attention to the Shrine of Our Lady of Help this weekend. This tote bag is extra tall and will make a great gift for students, teachers, or volunteers. Now, you parents of little ones, this would be great for you, too. For wipes and diapers and Cheerios. And today's the only day that you can get it. The Marian Tote Bag is our thank you for your donation of $20 a month or more. Make your donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, it's only available today for a gift of $20 a month. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and God bless you.
And every one of those tote bags comes with a surprise. We've talked about this all day. If you haven't heard, we do offer a special gift inside every one of those. And as Father said, mine would probably end up being Cheerios. That would be my luck, of course. 877-291-0123. Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani encouraging you to give hope. Call us now at 877-291-0123. Drew, I was looking through some of the prayer intentions that come through, and we get prayer intentions for all our shows. In fact, this one just came through for the Family Rosary Across America. Somebody said, I pray every day with you, and thank God I found Relevant Radio when I was ready to give up. We hear that a lot, don't we, Drew, from folks that say, you know what, I was at wit's end, I was ready to give up, and then I found Relevant Radio. And then I realized I'm not alone anymore. I realized that there are a lot of people in the world that think like I do, that share my values. Well, four times a year, we come together and we ask you to make a pledge and support us financially. Call 877-291-0123 if you're like we are.
877-291-0123. The beauty of what we do here, Mike, is we never know. You never know how God's going to use the airwaves. We're talking with Father David Guffey about that. You don't know who's going to stumble to the movie theater. You certainly don't know who's going to turn on their radio. I know you were in Las Vegas recently, and your taxi cab driver was listening to Relevant Radio. You know, who knows who else is going to get into that car with him, and they're going to be exposed to something that could be life-changing. A misconception about marriage being cleared, something about the faith being taught in a new way, the message of Jesus Christ giving them hope. That's the beauty of how God uses this. The Holy Spirit is at work. We're asking you to respond today. Be part of it. Join us right now. We only have about 42 minutes left. 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible, and they'll be matched dollar for dollar today. You can also do it online at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app. But please call now. We need you.
Yeah, a big shout out to Angel, the taxi cab driver who was out at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas last week. A shout out to Peggy in Phoenix, Arizona, who just made a $240 pledge. Peggy, we're going to match that. Every pledge that comes through this hour is being doubled thanks to our partners. So that $240 becomes $480. Another $240 pledge from Richard in Kensington, Minnesota. And let's see, another pledge coming through in California, Chicago, Bedminster, New Jersey, coast to coast, all across America. We just need to hear from you right now. 43 minutes left in the hour. Make that pledge. It's a matching hour. You know you want to make that donation. So call 877-291-0123 or tap the app. You can donate on our mobile app as well.
Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, hey, just a giant thank you for everyone who's calling in and making your pledges. Cannot give God, I know you'll be blessed. And I just want to personally thank you on behalf of everyone here at Relevant, but also for the souls that will be touched. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking today with Father David Guffey. I don't know how familiar you are with Family Theater Productions. They've been doing incredible work for the past 75 years, and Father and I are having a great conversation just about where we are. You know, when you take a look at television, you take a look at, Hollywood in particular, are we seeing, a devolvement? Are we devolving, if I can get that word out of my mouth? Is there a de-evolution, if you will, of programming? Instead of evolving in a positive manner, we're devolving into more deviancy and darkness and craziness. And what does that do for the culture? What's it do for the human heart? What's it do for the mind? What's it do for the country at large? Father, I want to go to the phones, grab some calls. We got some screenwriters in L.A. and other places online. But let me just ask you before I take that call or two, the future of Catholic media, will we be able to raise our voices above this fray? And what do you see happening, you know, right now? I mean, where are we in this? What do you see coming in the next decade in terms of what comes out of Hollywood versus what's going to come out of the Catholic world?
A couple things. One is there's certainly a lot of people that are really wanting to do great Catholic content. And I'm in touch with them. A lot of the projects that people talk about are in the development stage, so it's very early on. But I think they're serious. I don't know how you felt about a film like Father Stu, which is an R rating for language, but a great story about a priest in the church. Right. But I think I think the faith was fairly positively treated in that film. And it's done very well in the box office. That's going to help all of us for the next faith-based film. You know, there's so much created right now, and so much of it is dark and is destructive of the human soul. What I would say is people right now really have to look for the good stuff. They really have to make conscious decisions about the media that they consume, because what you put into your mind, what you put into your heart through media is going to influence you. And that's what the filmmaker wants. That's what the media creator wants. You got to make sure that you're putting good things into your heart and your soul through media.
Love it. Let's grab a quick call or two. It's, Alonzo is listening. He's a writer and wants to join the conversation. Alonzo, hi. You're on the air with Father Guffey.
Hey, how you doing, you guys? Or Father. What was his name? Father what?
Father Guffey.
David.
Yep, David.
Father Guffey. Okay. Yes. I think people have to remember, you have a protagonist and an antagonist in any movie or television show or whatever the genre is. And it's up to the writer to be creative, to be able to, have his protagonist be the hero at the end of the movie. You know, the diabolical stuff, that's the attention getter, and that's what keeps people in the theater or want people to be interested in listening or looking at the movie. So you can make the protagonist, he can come out smelling like a rose at the end, simply behind having not necessarily saying religious scripture or, you know, something like that, but he can be a vessel for good, depending on the way the writers depict him, and he can come out as a hero at the end. I'm working on something right now where it's a lot of diabolical stuff in it, and I admit that, but at the end, the protagonist, he comes out a hero, and there are certain spiritual or religious or faith-based aspects to his character. So it can get made, you know, but as far as, say, a straight faith-based type of thing, there is some difficulty getting that kind of sold in Hollywood. But the way I'm presenting it to you, it can be done.
Gotcha. No, well, Father, I'll let you respond.
Yeah, I think that's a really important note. I would say you look for the arc of the story. Where's the story taking you, and is it a true arc? Are the rewards of sin death, and are the rewards of goodness and love eternal life? And you can have a lot of conflict within that. You can have a lot of ways that a person has to be transformed. I think that's a perfectly legitimate part of a faith-based story. But is the character's journey true? What I don't like is where they make it look like somebody who's done awful things and kind of gone backwards is somehow a good life or a model for living, when it really is just darkness.
Well, Father, I could not agree with you more. You know, so often we see the anti-hero in a lot of these shows today, you know, whether it's Tony Soprano or someone else. It's an interesting approach to the program, but I love Alonzo's call. Alonzo, I'm grateful for having you. I only have about a moment left, so I want to give the final words to Father Guffey. Father, if people want to get plugged into the work that you're doing, if there's writers that are out there or filmmakers or people who want to support it, what's the best way to get connected?
Check out our website, familytheater.org, and there's a button there on how to work with us and how to collaborate with us.
All right. Well, congratulations on 75 years. You're hopeful then, I'm assuming, for the future?
I really am. And part of my hope is because of places like Relevant Radio. I am so grateful for Family Rosary Across America. I listen to it when I drive home through L.A. traffic, and shows like that that are really raising Catholic media and Catholic awareness. So thank you for the work that you do.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for being here, Father. We'll catch up again soon. Keep up your good work, okay?
Thank you very much.
Father David Guffey, and again, you can check him out online, and please go ahead and do that. And like he says, I mean, promote on social media, on your Facebook pages, go to the theaters when you see these good films that are out there. Let your voice ultimately be heard. And again, I'll ask you too, Relevant Radio is in the same category. You know, there's a lot of competition for ears out there. I think it's the fruit of what Relevant Radio is doing, not just bringing you prayer, but bringing you education, bringing you information, giving inspiration in a world of darkness. You put on talk radio, man, it can be really depressing. And it's the same stories over and over again, isn't it? People with the same talking points, just beating that to death. The beauty of our faith is that we bring to you Jesus Christ, and it's a message of hope. Relevant Radio is really a beautiful gift. We're listener-supported, and we're only here because of beautiful people like you. So if you could prayerfully consider making a pledge right now to help, I'll tell you what, you'll be blessed. I'll be grateful, and I know lives will be changed. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com. Thank you for whatever you can do.
It's our Give Hope Pledge Drive, 877-291-0123. We're hoping to hear from you this half hour. We want to finish big, close out Drew's show with, let's say, 200 more people? Can we do that in the next 35 minutes? I'll tell you what, we're going to match every pledge that comes in. Be one of those 200 people at 877-291-0123. Not only you get our special Monday unique premium item, but we're going to match you 100%. Drew, I thought it was interesting when you asked Father if he had any hope for the future, and the first thing he pointed to was Relevant Radio and the Family Rosary Across America. It's so true. We offer unique programming not found anywhere else in the world. We're the only network in the country that offers a live, interactive family rosary. And we need to keep it on the air. So that's why we're asking folks to call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and it's the rosary. It is, starting your mornings with John and Glenn. It's Patrick Madrid and Great Apologetics. It's the inner life, you know, with Josh. I mean, the programming, it's the mass in the afternoon. Such beautiful programming straight across the grid. And it's diverse. That's what's so great about it. It's not one note here at Relevant Radio. So if you found us, congratulations. I'm so glad you did. I'm so grateful that we can be part of your afternoon. I hope you'll pray with us. I hope you will learn with us. I hope you'll take the journey with us. And I hope you'll help to give some hope right now. We need you today. As Mike said, it'd be great if we had another 200 telephone calls in the next half hour. Why don't we do that? Let's start big. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. We're not underwritten by Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Disney or anybody else that's out there. I mean, we do this on the generosity of an individual like you. And then God's blessing does the rest. And I know God will give us what we need and not a penny less. So if you are feeling led to give, if you see the value of what we're doing in the culture, and if you appreciate what we give here on a daily basis, then please join us. The number, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. And you only have a few minutes left, as I said, within my program here to get that special premium today, which is the beautiful Marian tote bag with a surprise gift from Relevant. So you might want to check that out. Mike?
Yeah, just $20 a month. I mean, think about how much you spend on just coffee alone in the course of 1 month. $20 a month. You're supporting evangelization. You're helping us bring Christ into the world through the media for just $20 a month. And you get that beautiful tote bag with a special gift inside, a special rosary, a medal. It might be a signed book. It might be another religious item. Be surprised. You'll appreciate the surprise. Call now and find out at 877-291-0123. Just 31 minutes left to go. Let's finish big. Let's hear from you now.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
You know what? You give us a lot of hope. Thanks for your support. Grateful for it. Just a quick reminder before I get into my next topic here. Today, for the next, or at least the next 27 minutes of my show, you can get this special gift. It's today only premium with a beautiful blue Marian tote bag. Relevant's going to give you a little surprise in it. It could be a rosary, it could be a medal, it could be a book, it could be some Relevant swag. I don't even know what's going to be in it, to be honest with you. It's a $20 gift per month, and it's a great way to help us, great way to support Catholic Radio. It's a great way to keep us on the air. And same way, if you like surprises, you'll love that. Okay, so 877-291-0123. That is the call number to get you connected. You know, we just spoke a little bit about how important Catholic radio is, right? Relevant radio is unique. I was making the point that, you know, you turn on the radio early in the morning and you get to listen to John and Glenn and Morning Air, and Patrick's great to keep you company, and you know, you go throughout the day, you've got Mass, the Chaplet, and the Family Rosary Across America. You've got all these touch points of prayer. There's another aspect to us, other than evangelization and prayer and catechesis, right? Relevant Radio started something I thought was really unique. They've actually launched, I'm not how familiar you are with this, this might be new to you, but Relevant actually has a radio theater company as part of the network. And radio theater, if you know your history, it was once a major part of entertainment back in the mid-20th century. When, you know, families would gather around the wireless, you know, to hear all kinds of different plays. And many of them were acted out by some of the biggest names in Hollywood, biggest names of the day. And Americans have largely given up on that form of entertainment. Yeah, you know, you have television now, and, you know, you've got streaming and DVRs and a whole lot of other things. The BBC is still putting them on, though. People like Benedict Cumberbatch is starring in them, so there are some big names. But I always thought, man, that's something else. I don't know if you ever have done that. You know, you've fallen asleep listening to some sort of radio theater with the sound effects and the story. And I remember as a kid sometimes hearing some of that, old replays of something. And I thought, you know, with the world of podcasting today, this is so cool. You take a long road trip, why not dive into some radio theater, right? If you're taking a long walk, a jog, if you just want to fall asleep to something, if you like doing this and you want the theater of the mind to be active, it's such a missed opportunity. Well, Relevant's ahead of the curve on it. They're bringing this back. And I don't know many organizations that are doing what we're doing. There's an organization that we have here called the Merry Beggars. It's a radio theater troupe that has been recently acquired. And I if you were around and you heard the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol that we had last Advent, that was an awesome series. And if you missed that, you can still go back and hear it at themerrybeggars.com. I'm joined right now by one of my colleagues here who spearheads or heads up this beautiful outreach. His name's Peter Atkinson. He founded the group, and he leads it from our headquarters at Relevant Radio. And Peter, it's good to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Drew, it's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about how media has really devolved over the years. And I often thought, man, we're really missing out on something. The work you do is, by the way, spectacular. I've said that to you before on the air. I think the level of production is equal to, if not better, than a lot of other stuff that is out there. So I hope people will check it out. I hope you'll go to the website and take a quick listen to this. You will not be disappointed by it. But I'd love your take. Where are we right now? I mean, podcasts seem to be taking hold. I think this is a perfect fit for anybody who wants to stream something on a long car ride or go to sleep. What is it about radio theater that today still captivates people's imaginations? And do you think that there's big and fertile soil for it in the future?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, in the 1930s through the late 1950s was sort of the golden age of radio. You had CBS and all the different networks sponsoring this show and that show, Camel cigarettes and all the rest. And now we're seeing for the first time probably a real resurgence in audio, maybe even surpassing that level. I mean, before you used to have to gather around the wireless in the family home, gather the kids around, so on and so forth. But now we all carry these radio theaters, these smartphones in our pockets that we're listening to audio constantly, you know, whether you're in the garden outside or on a commute or anything else like that. So the opportunity is massive. I mean, the opportunity is as large as it's ever been. And, you know, you said something earlier in your conversation with the Holy Cross Father. You said the problem with a lot of Christian media is the quality. And one of the, you know, reasons for that might be that it's really hard to produce a film that has exceptional quality, like that costs a lot of money. You need a lot of professionals. Well, the nice thing about radio theater is you can spend a tenth of the budget and get 80% of the storytelling value. You can, you know, we are working on a series right now that we've had the script in development for about 2 years, and we're going to have about 28 actors come in and perform it. And when the audience listens to it, it's going to sound like a movie, even though, you know, we didn't fly to locations, we didn't bring in a camera crew or whatnot. So I think the opportunity is just massive, and there's a real opportunity for countercultural groups such as ours to try and make an impact on the culture and sort of punch above our weight.
Yeah, well, I got to compliment you again just on a Christmas Carol, because that's one, a classic, but it was really, really well done. You're also doing the quarantine plays, and it's funny how God takes one thing and then opens another door with that. There may be a lot of people don't know anything about the quarantine plays. Give us a quick snapshot of those two. I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's get them plugged in, because I know coming September you got something new coming out.
That's
called
right,
On the Night
That's
Train.
Right.
So fill everyone
That's
in.
Right. Yeah, so this all started when I was at Columbia University in New York. I was starting this thing called the Merry Beggars, and then the pandemic happened, and I graduated from Columbia University at my mother's kitchen table, which is not how I saw my life going. But, you know, God worked through that, and I started producing with the Merry Beggars these little snapshots of quarantine plays, working with playwrights around the world. And we started getting just this massive response from people who are really interested. Father Rocky came across his radar. We started talking, realized that we should start playing together, and the Christmas Carol came out of that, and we haven't stopped running since then. We have a new series called On the Night Train. It's a 21-episode series that we've developed. It's a mystery adventure series with two main characters, Edith and Paul. And in the 1880s, trains were sort of the new spaceships of our day and age. And there's a great race between the night train and the Midnight Express across America. And Edith and Paul have two tickets on board. And when mysterious accidents start occurring to the night train, it's up to Edith and Paul to investigate and save the night train. So the way I like to plug it is it's two trains, two kids, and one big mystery.
I love it. Well, it's exciting stuff. I know people can get plugged into it. And I'm grateful because Relevant Radio is kind of on the forefront of this. I really hope people will discover it. I hope they'll share it. I hope they will get to enjoy it. You know, our society has moved so much towards the visual that audio and really the printed world can almost seem out of date. And I know you don't share that view. Neither do I. You know, when I was growing up, I actually really thought that radio was an archaic medium, you know, and I thought television was where I wanted to be, and that was the future of filmmaking. But I'll tell you what, there's something so powerful about audio. There's something so powerful about the theater of the mind, the way that audio and words can touch the heart, and how you can really drill in and unpack something that you normally couldn't do with a soundbite or a short clip of a video. I think this is a medium that's here to stay. But go ahead, Peter. I'll let you respond.
No, the other thing too is, I mean, we're in good company. Relevant Radio is working right alongside Hollywood Studios right now. Hollywood Studios are producing audio series with a company called Q Code and Wonderly and a whole host of secular companies. So, you know, people are recognizing it's not just sort of a nonprofit charity thing we're doing. Like, there's a real audience to be captured here, and people are listening to audio in bigger numbers than ever before. So, my prayer is that the Mary Beggars through Relevant Radio's network can start bringing content and media that supports families in their vocations and that helps people pick up their cross to fight another day. And this is Pledge Week, and the great thing that I'm grateful for so much about being in Relevant Radio is that we have the opportunity to do that. Because if you listen to any of the other series that the other companies are producing, I mean, they're I was looking at one earlier today, and they're terrifying. I mean, they're promoting a worldview and behavior, and they're just dark. You know, the gospel is called the good news for a reason. And, you know, On the Night Train is not going to be a catechism class. It's going to be an adventure. It's going to be a mystery. But the main characters are Catholic, and they love their faith, and they love their family, and they're fighting for things that are good, noble, and true. You know, I want to be producing entertainment that I want to watch, not that I think I should watch. I want to create stories that I can't wait to hear what happens in the next episode.
I love it.
So I'm just incredibly grateful to have Relevant Radio as the playground to start developing these series, and I think our audience is really going to love it.
Peter, keep up your good work. You and I will talk more. I'm grateful to have you on our team here, and we are making a difference, and it's good to have such talent working with us. So thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Drew. Talk soon.
That's Peter Atkinson. He founded the group, and of course, great stuff coming your way. All part of what Relevant Radio does, right? It's not just about, you know, the radio signal or making sure we stay in your community. That's all important. It's about creating new content. It's about planting seeds. It's about drawing souls back to Christ. And that's what happens when you plant seeds that bring about good, that bring about the beautiful, that bring about truth. People are drawn to it. Their hearts are transformed. They're converted, and they're brought to God. Your gift and your donation today does just that. And I'm going to ask you to do that. I only have about 15 minutes left. Will you help Relevant Radio in what I think is such an important and noble mission? There's nothing like it, but we are listener supported. And I do need your help. You can call 877-291-0123. Any donation, large or even small, it all gets matched dollar for dollar, so it all makes a difference. Your gift right now will have a profound impact, okay? So please do whatever you can. Or go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. There are great ways to give, but we do need you. I only have about 15 minutes left. My colleague, Mike Kendall, will be joining me, and he says, hey, look, I'd like to get 300 pledges. That means that I need you right now if we're going to get that. So I'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more.
Did you like what Drew and the guest had to say? Get caught up on this conversation and all the others by going to the Relevant Radio archives. Just search for The Drew Mariani Show.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, yes, thank you, Patrick. First, I just want to say I really enjoy your show, and as a revert back to Catholic faith, you've been very instrumental in my learning about the faith. And, Patrick, I do appreciate you taking opposing views, and I think you do a very good job in bringing that out, and you're very fair. And anyway,
thank you.
I appreciate your show and what you do on your program. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Do you hear that, Cyrus? Listening to Relevant Radio helped Mike come back to the Catholic Church. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Love that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
The tote bags are going quickly. Maybe you tuned in earlier this morning and heard about our special Monday unique premium item for our Give Hope Pledge Drive. Well, we want you to get yours before the day is over. Just 14 minutes left in the hour. Every pledge is being matched. And if you make a $20 a month donation, we're going to send you a very special thank you gift, but today only. It's a blue tote bag. It features an ornate Marian symbol on the front. Very beautiful. You'll be proud to carry this around and put some groceries in there or some light items from the store. And then inside the tote bag when you receive it will be a very special mystery gift. It's an extra thank you. We want to thank you twice for making your pledge to Relevant Radio. It might be a book or a special rosary. It could be a medal of some kind or another religious item. You'll know when you get it. We don't know when we send it out. I don't know what it's going to be. Drew doesn't know what it's going to be, but you'll find out with our special Monday only premium. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. Just 14 minutes left to go, Drew.
Three, help us if you can, okay? We only have, like I said, 13 minutes. That's all the time left we have. Lives are being impacted and lives are being changed. And you make that a big part. As Mike said, we only have a few minutes left. This is a Monday premium only. And if you want to, you can check the website out. The bag is really cool. The logo is super cool on it. And I know that if you pick up your groceries or if you go to your Bible study or if you want to throw lunch in and take it to work, or it's just a great little thing to have. And then you get that mystery gift. You know, last pledge drive, we had these beautiful rosaries that were made by the nuns of St. Faustina and touched to her tomb. I'm not saying there's going to be one in there. There might be. There might be a book. There might be a rosary. There might be a medal. There might be something that we had in a previous pledge drive or something that you just will touch your life. So if you want to get in, why not have some fun? All right, make that pledge. Take advantage of the dollar-for-dollar match. And when that gift shows up, I'm sure there'll be a smile on your face. So I don't even know what's in it. I'm just saying, hey, help if you can, and do it right now. 877-291-0123.
We had Jane in Minnesota making a $240 pledge. Thank you so much. Carol in Fresno, California, the tote bag is on its way. We're going to give you one, too. You made a pledge at that level. And remember, all these $240 gifts, they're actually $480 because every pledge that comes in is being matched thanks to the generosity of our partners. So keep those calls coming. Dan in Canfield, Ohio, thank you. God bless you. Your $240 pledge is now $480. The number is 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com or use your Relevant Radio app. But do it now and give hope.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it's so great to be here. I only have a few minutes left with you today. If you're new to the program, thanks for tuning in. It's always a delight. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you a quick COVID update. There's some news there. Some people think COVID may be coming back. I'll bring you up to speed on that. And I'll tell you the story. I just came across this one of Jesus allegedly appearing to Muslims. I've been talking to you about this a lot, right? He's coming with this beautiful message of conversion. I actually interviewed a man in Africa. His name was Emmanuel Segastasha, who was a bean picker in a field. And he was a Muslim. And Jesus appeared to him. He knew nothing about him. Jesus taught him the Our Father and things of a higher theological level, converted to Catholicism, was ultimately killed in the Rwanda genocide. But Jesus supposedly appeared to a man and dictated the book of John to this Muslim. So I'll fill you in on what's happening around the world with this great call for conversion, and we'll hear your stories tomorrow too. I'd love to hear how relevance impacting your life. In fact, we hear it all the time. Maggie, we sent out an invite today, right, on Twitter. And I hope you'll follow us on Twitter. It's at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. If you want to follow me personally, it's at Drew Mariani. But Maggie, what did you say today, and what's the feedback?
That's true, Drew. Earlier today, I said, just curious, what has listening to Relevant Radio done for your faith life? So I got so many responses here. I just want to read a couple of them.
Yeah, please.
Iris said, it's brought my husband and I back to church. When we were dating, we were both lapsed Catholics. He was attending a non-denominational church, and I only attended Mass maybe once or twice a year. She started going to RCIA classes as they were preparing for marriage, and she said, through RCIA, I became a little more curious and began listening to Relevant Radio. My husband began listening as well and returned to the faith. We are very grateful for Relevant Radio. Mary Lou wrote to us and said, my husband and I are now retired. About 2 years ago, we started doing the rosary every night with Father Rocky and loved it. I used to try and say my daily rosary when I would drive to work in my car. But this has really brought my husband and I closer together.
Wow.
Anna Marie said, it's a thread to heaven. It's so desperately needed in today's world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this one, this one made me laugh. Kathy Martin wrote to us and said, it's a spiritual snack for my soul.
I love it. That's a great description.
Yeah, I liked that.
Well, you know, lives are being so changed here. I mean, that's the one thing that we hear over and over again. And we just don't know how God's going to use Relevant Radio. We don't know. We ask you personally to join us in this mission. Today, we're asking you to give hope. That's the premise behind this particular pledge drive. Because that's what happens. I mean, there are people, as you heard, marriages strengthened. They pray the rosary now as families. People pray the chaplet. We're hearing miracles reported every day, right? People are learning their faith. They're learning their history. You know, they're getting perspective on those very confusing issues of the day. You know, we hear more than anything, you know, the number one intention that comes in is that intention for conversion. And I know you probably have somebody away from the faith. If you do, I would ask you to do this. Make a donation. And put their name down, because we're going to pray for them. One of the great aspects of this trip, this pledge drive, I haven't spoken about, is the fact that Father Rocky, he's going to take the petitions that come in during this pledge drive, and he's going to take them to two national shrines, the Shrine of St. Joseph. It's in De Pere, Wisconsin. He's going to walk on foot 21 miles to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, and then there he's going to leave those petitions. There'll be Mass there. There's going to be prayers. He told me the other day, he says, you know, Drew, more people have come to me and they said, I'm praying for fertility. I'm praying that I can have a child. He says, I can account now for at least 4 children that have been born after that petition has been made. So if you have one, write to us right now, or, you know, make the gift at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. If you can donate any dollar amount, it gets matched. It helps us continue to inspire others, to pray with others, to draw them closer to Christ, to give hope, to change the culture in the world, to give voice to those who have none. At the same time, we want to bless you. We want to pray for you. We want to take your intentions, and we pray for you in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We pray for you with the rosary, with the chaplet, every day with the Mass. But we'll take you on this particular pilgrimage. So why not make that call right now? Leave us that prayer intention. At the same time, perform a beautiful act of mercy that will not just bless you, because God returns and rewards generosity, but it will bless others, souls who will stumble on Relevant Radio, and their life will be forever changed. We're listener supported. We're grateful that you listen. We're grateful you support. I know God is too. He'll be blessing. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Just 5 more minutes left in the Drew Mariani Show. We want a big finish here on the first day of our Give Hope Pledge Drive. It's Mike Kendall joining Drew, asking you to step up for us at 877-291-0123 on our special Premium Monday. We are doing something in honor of Mary on Monday, doing the special tote bag for $20 a month, but it's only available today and the hours are running out. So just a couple of hours left to take advantage of our blue tote bag special, a $20 a month donation or a one-time gift of $240 for the year. We'll give you this beautiful bag that's featuring an ornate Marian symbol right on the front. You could take a look at our website and take a look at the bag itself. And since each tote bag needs something inside it, we're going to put something inside there when it arrives, and you'll have a special mystery thank you gift. We're going to include a small gift inside every bag we ship out. It could be a special rosary. It might be a medal, maybe some Relevant Radio merchandise. It might be a book. You never know. 877-291-0123. We've been promoting miracles, mysteries, and Mary. Well, the tote bag features the ornate Marian symbol. Inside is a mystery. We need your miracle now. We need your miracle. Call 877-291-0123. It's been quite a day, Drew. Lots of people taking advantage of that special premium today.
Well, I love it. It's today and today only, as you point out, Mike. And, you know, again, and I'll be honest. I'm always honest with those who listen to me. I mean, you know, sometimes things can be cheesy, right? You see some of this religious stuff that's out there, and I'm like, I wouldn't carry that. This is something I think is really beautiful. I'm being honest with you. I mean, I don't, you know, Mother's Day's coming up. Maybe make that pledge. Give it to your wife. Pick up groceries. Or, like I said, maybe she goes to a book club or Bible study. Throw a few things in there. Maybe you're going to the beach and you want to throw your sunglasses and some suntan lotion. You know, who knows? I mean, there's lots of applications for it. So that's one gift. The tote bag is kind of cool. But secondly, as Mike was pointing out, you only have a few minutes left. So please take advantage of it right now. Call us at 877-291-0123. Get in now while you can. There's that mystery gift that's going to be in there, and it could be everything from Relevant Radio swag to a gorgeous rosary. I don't know what's in it. I can't speak to it. They did not tell me. They wouldn't tell me. They just said it's going to be a surprise. So makes me want to get in at that level. I often try to get in at a little bit of a different level, but today's a great day to get in. Donation is tax deductible, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. But we're down to about 4 minutes. We could use another, at least 50 people right now. So if you could be one of those 50 heroes in this final moment, please make that call. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
You can join Tom in Milwaukee, who just called 877-291-0123 and made his $240 pledge. Brandy in Los Angeles, thank you for your $240 pledge. And also Richard in Chicago, Illinois, listening on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Thank you. God bless you for your support. Give hope right now. You've heard us talk a little bit today about the importance of Relevant Radio and in prayer. We definitely provide prayer. We all get together and pray. Teaching, we do that a lot during the middle of the day. We also provide you with the news you need to know as a Catholic. You know, just hours ago, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of religious expression, and they did so unanimously. This was a big victory for religious freedom. A 9-0 vote. This was the case involving the right to raise a Christian flag on city property in Boston. You're going to hear more about this and all the other consequential decisions being made in the highest court all year long on Drew's show, on Patrick Madrid's show, on Morning Air, because we make the news of the world our business, and we want to talk about the news through the perspective of a Catholic lens. Not all news is bad or dark or fake. When there's good news, we share that too. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Support Relevant Radio right now. Make that pledge and give hope.
Well, Mike, thanks for being with me today. It is a delight. I want to thank everyone who's been tuned in to. Kale Clark is coming up in a minute, but keep the phones ringing right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I'll be praying for you tonight, I promise you. Please say a prayer for me, too. I'm going to be back tomorrow. Got some great programming coming your way. It's going to be fun. I look forward to talking to you then, okay? So until then, remember God loves you, and so do I, and keep those phones ringing. 877-291-0123. God bless.